All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I have a bit of an announcement. So, basically, there was a bit of tragedy that happened right in the middle of the show, actually. Yeah, me and DP, we were doing a show, and all of a sudden, my mother ran out, said she needed an ambulance, and we wound up going all the way to the Capitol to get her to another hospital, because the other hospitals, they haven't been doing a very good job managing her pain. So, we were pretty much there the whole time. I mean, we had to leave about, what was it, 2 or 3, because we both had to work. Well, he didn't have to work, but I had to work, so I definitely, you know, couldn't stay there. And she's back, and things are maybe just a little bit better. We maybe kind of find out what was going on. But, you know, seeing my mother doubled over in pain, just nobody to help her. These hospitals in the United States are just terrible. They're like, we understand you're in pain, and we can't give you any pain medicine or anything. We're just going to let you wait in pain. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And she said that after we left and they finally got her to a room, she continued to wait in pain. They wouldn't give her pain relievers. And after we left, she waited 2 more hours to even get a room. So we'd have been there to about 4 in the morning at least. There's no way we could have done that. She was there all night. But yeah, he was the designated driver, and of course we needed to get back, so we did. And by the time I got back, it was too late to do any more content. We only have a show that's about 23 minutes long, which isn't even close to what we normally do as far as our shows are concerned. So I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm going to be able to bring you a show this week. Also, I've got inventory going on with my job, so things are a little hectic right now. I'm actually supposed to be there at 10 tomorrow, but I was able to do some things, and I'm able to come in at my normal time. Even so, it's still going to be a bit of a mess, and things aren't going to go the way they normally do. It's very tricky. This is different than what I'm used to. I don't know how long it'll last. I don't know what the driving situation. DP says he's going to kind of work with me and see if he can get me driving. He believes in me, so I don't know. We're going to try it. We're going to give it a go and see what happens. He said once you start driving, you'll love it. And I said, yeah, I might. We'll see. You know, a lot of people on the spectrum, they don't really enjoy driving as much as some others, you know. It's not ever been my favorite thing. I enjoy the racing games, though, but I don't enjoy racing an actual automobile because the sudden bursts of speed always freaks me out. I'm one of those guys that can't deal with a really fast vehicle because it just, it's too much movement at one time for me. And it kind of fucks with my inertia, I guess you could say. Which they say is a common reaction for people that are on the spectrum when it comes to things like that. That's why they usually get their licenses a lot later or not at all. 1 in 3 people on the spectrum get their license, and I'm what you call high functioning, and you know, high functioning is definitely included in that. So it's just what we gotta do and work on. I don't know how it's gonna be. I mean, she wants to get back to driving, so maybe I will be able to get through with that. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out. But that's completely unrelated to all this. But just letting you guys know that things are okay. You know, it was rough. It was something I never wanted to see in my 38 years of life. I'll be 38 next month. But wow, seeing my mother like that just awful, just terrible. Can't do anything for her. They can't do anything for her. All the pain in the world wouldn't work. They said morphine wasn't strong enough. Man, it was just insane. I think they might have given her fentanyl. Yeah, it's, but apparently it stems from the stomach. Like it's omeprazole. seems to have been the one. If her gastritis is that bad, man, that's crazy. Also, there's a couple other things. That's something I don't really need to get into. It's more, you know, personal health. But her diet's going to have to change. I will say that. I think I can say that clearly enough here and won't be any issue with revealing too much. But, yeah, that's pretty much what's going to go on as far as this channel is concerned this week. So don't expect a whole lot, but I'm going to try to make it up to you on Thursday if I can. It depends on how I feel tomorrow and if they don't drive me up the wall. But I do plan on making a lot of content, hopefully, to maybe offset the fact that you won't be getting a Thursday Grim Rant show. Friday, sorry. It's Friday we do those Grim Rant shows. So, sorry about that, guys, and me and DP will try to, you know, get this working together on next Monday when we usually do our shows, and we'll just go from there. It's really hard to find out what we've covered, too, so we may end up skipping a lot of articles, unfortunately. It's just, there's too much stuff to cover, and there's some stuff I really want to cover, but then it gets outdated, and it's really hard for me to, you know, oh, do we really need to cover that? Sometimes I just need to go through shit and basically see what you know, see if it's worth covering. Like, I don't know, announce stuff, and then it's somebody's like, hey, I want you to read that. I don't know. There's just too many articles. That's one of the things with article shows now. Because there's so much clickbait and craziness out there. They want to make so many different articles. And there's like just hundreds of articles being pumped out a day. And it's getting really hard for me to actually, you know, work to get something to where I can cover them all. I don't know. It's a mess, guys. It's just an absolute fucking mess. I can't cover everything. I try to cover as much as I can. I want to make sure to cover, like, the big science-y articles or the stuff that's important, and not so much, like, the Manosphere or Red Pill-related stuff, because you see all that on Better Bachelor and all these other guys, so you don't really need me to reinforce what they do. You know, you've got them for that. But we're going to continue with this, Wife is Sexual and Husband is Sexual Pride Month thing, which we always do. And we're going to make sure to give you plenty of, I guess you could say, Erogay and AVN. And of course, I'm also doing Fujoshi stuff, like Yaoi, which isn't everybody's thing, I know. So that's like a BitChute exclusive, because I can't really do that stuff on MGTOW.TV. I mean, I guess I can, I just can't show, like, the sexual scenes, which I'm not really crazy about doing, but unfortunately, some of that stuff is plot-related. It's supposed to help you understand certain aspects of characters, even though I really don't want to see it. But I also want to see why the Fujos like this stuff so much, and it's just got me really kind of curious. I'm like, okay, why do these straight women love this so much? What about these men are they really enjoying? So it's a mystery, and I'd like to solve it and figure it out, because I don't know why straight women would be interested in something like that, but I guess they could also say, I don't understand why straight guys like to see women kiss, so I don't get it. It is what it is, guys. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time when Grim rants into the heavens and has an announcement.